And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Dr. Michael Roizen is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
Dr. Arthur Perry not with us this week. He'll be back next week. Dr. Gary Ginsberg not with us this week. He'll be back next week. But Dr. Mike Roizen is here, and I'm here, Joe Galewski. Thank you for listening today to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, service of youbeauty.com and morning and night multivitamins. Okay, we had a little bit of technical issue in the previous segment. We promised emails, questions from our listeners with Dr. Mike's answers. So Mike's with us now. So I think we can get to these questions. This is from Emma, Dr. Mike. She says, I like French fries, but they aren't good without salt. How do I know if I have to cut back?
The basic thing, Emma, is French fries are bad, too.
That's right.
And French fries are much worse than the salt. So French fries, those potatoes, absorb the fat they're fried in. And the fat they're fried in, unless you've got an exceptional fryer, is, in fact, a lousy fat. That is one that ages you. So the basic message is get rid of the French fries and get rid of the salt while you're at it. But the salt isn't any place near as bad as the fries are.
I know fries are bad, but what if you were to eliminate salt on the fries? Would it make it any better?
Probably a little better.
A little better.
But, I mean, it's a little better, like going from 100 to 101 degrees.
Yeah, not by much.
You know, it's not much.
How about sea salt?
The basic message is avoid fries.
Yeah. Yeah.
No benefit in sea salt versus regular salt.
No, sea salt is not better anyway, right?
It's just as bad as regular salt.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But if somebody likes the taste of salt as an additive, and what would be a suitable replacement that would provide the kind of flavor people enjoy from putting salt on their food? Anything?
Yeah, it is spices, other spices. So hot pepper is one. So a lot of people like different spices, rosemary, garlic, etc. I love garlic. So you could have me have potatoes with just garlic. I don't need any salt with it. I don't need any butter with it. I don't need anything else. Just the garlic, and roast the garlic and then mash it. So what you do is find spices that you like and really flavor things. Another one. So if you're going to have a whole wheat pizza, and this is a trick I learned from John LaPuma, who's a physician chef, and John said, you want synergy. And I said, what is that? He said, making two of the same item, that is two of the same tastes with a little different structure. So I said, give me an example. He said, on a pizza, have both tomato bits, dried tomato bits, and tomato sauce. And I said, wow, that flavor of those two together is huge. And he said, that's exactly right. That's called synergy. It boosts the flavor. It's not additive. It's synergistic. And what it does is if the taste of tomato sauce gives you a one tomato flavor, and the taste of tomato bits, dried tomato bits, gives you a one, the two together are like a 10. It really accentuates the flavor and makes that pizza taste, and a veggie stuffed pizza is what we prefer, makes that taste magnificent.
Mm. Interesting. Very interesting. John in Connecticut wants to know, Dr. Mike, what do you do if you're allergic to aspirin?
Well, so the reason you're taking aspirin, I got to find out, John, but basically he didn't say that in the email. I assume it was to prevent cardiovascular disease. And what we have found is that you do other things that prevent either cancer or cardiovascular disease. So exercise is one of those. But the best anti-inflammatory, like aspirin, is in fact a low dose of statins. So that is that atorvastatin or Lipitor. More than 40% of the effect of the statin isn't in lowering cholesterol, it's in decreasing inflammation, which is the same thing that aspirin does. So aspirin has a anti-clotting effect as well as has a effect at decreasing the inflammation. So for the anti-clotting effect, you could take either, if you will, something else that has an anti-clotting effect, such as glucosamine, or such as, in fact, garlic does and ginger does, the G's do. And if for the anti-inflammatory effect, you could take that higher dose of statin, or even a dose of statin if you're not taking any. So that's my answer on what you do if you're allergic to aspirin. Do other things that help you antagonize the effect you're trying to antagonize, and a statin is a very good choice for that, Joe.
So for folks on aspirin, though, can tolerate it, can take it, probably should review the proper way to take an aspirin.
Right, it's two baby aspirin, half of a regular one. Doesn't matter whether you take them together or whether you take them in the morning or evening, with a half a glass of warm water before and afterwards. Why the warm water? Because 70% of the side effects of aspirin are landing on your stomach lining and eroding that. So instead of landing on your stomach lining, have it land on your in the water, get dissolved by the water, and not cause the side effects that you get from the stomach lining, bleeding, or being eroded.
All right, very good. Nancy, New Jersey, here's the question. I'm on simvastatin. I've heard you talk about the benefits of a statin that doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier for my brain. Does simvastatin work?
Well, what this is there are three studies that show that statins that don't cross the blood-brain barrier decrease your risk of Alzheimer's disease and of dementia, generalized memory loss, by about 60%. It's a huge benefit. We've only had three studies. We usually like to have four, and I've said this before, so we don't know how much weight to put on this data, but it looks pretty darn good. And the statins that do it are ones that don't cross the blood-brain barrier. You'd say, well, if I want a brain effect, shouldn't I have something that gets into my brain? And the answer is, we would think so. But apparently, it sucks the inflammatory things out of your brain, which is the benefit it gives you. And the ones that do it aren't simvastatin, but are the ones Lipitor, which is atorvastatin in generic, and rosuvastatin, or Crestor, which is not generic. So Crestor is much more expensive right now. Lipitor or atorvastatin is generic. It went off of patent last year sometime, so it should be very inexpensive. You can shop around, call different pharmacies. Shouldn't cost you more than $10 for a month's supply. And at many pharmacies, I think it's $4 for a month's supply.
All right, Donna in New Jersey coming up here with a question. Dr. Mike, how do I find a hotel where I'll not get secondhand smoke?
This is actually a very interesting question, because she must have heard a report on the radio or on our show where they looked at the secondhand smoke, that is, how much secondhand smoke you were getting in non-smoking rooms at hotels. And at hotels that weren't totally non-smoking, that is, at hotels that allowed smoke in some rooms, the people in the non-smoking rooms got a dose of cigarette smoke that was equivalent to them getting secondhand smoke, as if they were getting a fairly high dose. And it was only in hotels that didn't allow any smoke that you got down to a very low level. So I would call the hotel and say, do you allow smoking any place? If they allow smoking any place in or around the hotel, don't choose that hotel, because you're going to get some smoke. So go to a totally smoke-free hotel is the only way of not getting secondhand smoke.
Yeah, if you're a non-smoker and you find a hotel room smoking, it's very easy to tell somebody's been in there smoking. So it's, demand it, and really demand it, because it's not a good thing to do. Got a couple more top medical stories of the week for Dr. Mike to cover. How about anger? Is it linked to a raised risk of heart attack? How about exercise? Lowering the risk of lung and colorectal cancer with middle-aged men. And ED, yes, the dreaded ED is tied to something that men use a lot. Plus another real-age tip from Dr. Mike coming up for the end of the show. udocs@gmail.com, youdocs at gmail.com. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy, all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products, and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural, all-herbal cleansing tea and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that, and then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms, or jaw,
shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness,
it's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.